Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There were audible gasps in a courtroom in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania today, as one of the most anticipated court hearings in memory ended in just a few short minutes after accused child molester and former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky waived his right to the preliminary hearing, sending his case straight to trial. As he left the courtroom, Sandusky said he would fight for four quarters. His lawyer, Joe Amendola, continued the metaphor.
This is a fight to the death. This is the fight of Jerry Sandusky's life. This goes beyond the Penn State-Miami game in 86. This is the game of his life.
Beyond the Penn State-Miami game, indeed. Mike Sisick is with the Citizen's Voice newspaper in Pennsylvania. Mike, what was supposed to happen today? Why all the anticipation?
Well, this was the first real opportunity, so many people thought, for the face-to-face confrontation, if you will, between some of the accusers and Jerry Sandusky. We expected to hear from some of the victims. Some of the victims were on call to testify at this hearing and recount what they say happened to them at the hands of this former football coach and former mentor.
Now, it was decided yesterday that tweets would be allowed from the courtroom. We were following yours. What was the scene like there?
It was a packed courtroom, lots of reporters from across the country, some from around the world, and you had some spectators from the community came in, and then you also had about 20 supporters of Mr. Sandusky in the courtroom, including his wife, four of his children, sitting in the front row there. And as you said earlier, there were gasps. There was some confusion by some of us in the crowd as to what was happening and why this waiver occurred. When all along, we were under the assumption, as the attorneys said, that they would be going full steam ahead with this proceeding.
Well, what did happen? Why did the defense, Jerry Sandusky and his team of lawyers, decide to waive their right to a hearing? What happened?
Well, what they explained afterward was that the process in Pennsylvania is really, at this stage, at this preliminary hearing stage, very prosecution-centric. Now, the prosecution puts on the witnesses, they put on the case, and while there is an opportunity for the defense to cross-examine, they cannot question the credibility of the witnesses, because that's not a factor at this point. The burden of proof is so low that the judge could still make his decision to advance this case, whether the credibility is questionable or not of a particular witness. In this case, they were focused on that assistant coach, Mike McQueary, who claimed that he saw some activity in a shower back in 2002 on the Penn State campus. Now, there have been reports that what he said to people at the time may have been different than what he's saying now, and that Attorney Amendola really wanted to attack that aspect of things, but felt it was best to do that at trial once he has a full understanding of everything that transpired.
This latest wrinkle came out over the weekend. A doctor friend of assistant coach Mike McQueary questioned McQueary's account of what he told the grand jury he saw in 2002 in the showers at the school. But meanwhile, what happens now?
What happens now is sort of the process leading to trial. There's an arraignment scheduled for January 11th, but Joe Amendola, the attorney for Sandusky, he already indicated that he will not appear at that hearing. It's just a formality, basically, that sets a sort of the time clock rolling on the trial process. And then once that clock starts rolling, the defense can get court orders to allow inspection of telephone records, of text messages that might prove useful if they want to pursue, as they indicated today, an angle that perhaps there was collusion among some of the victims, that some of these claims were false, that sort of thing.
Well, meanwhile, both sides, there's no talk of a plea agreement. That could change, but that you know, right now means that this is going to a trial. You got a sense today, just in a hearing, of how emotionally loaded that's going to be.
Definitely, from all sides. You didn't see any of the alleged victims in the courtroom, but you had the attorneys there, and they spoke afterwards, and some of them, you know, said this even was a slap in the face to them because they were geared up for this proceeding, and they'll have to wait for trial. And you also see the emotion from Jerry Sandusky. He walked into the courtroom using the same entrance as the general public, as the media did. He kind of peered around a little bit, looked at the crowd. He seemed bewildered, maybe a little overwhelmed. One reporter described it as deer in headlights, the look he had. He looks haggard, beaten down almost. And afterward, Joe Amendola, his lawyer, said he is overwhelmed and that this is, you know, something, this is the fight of his life. It's going to be an emotional case all around.
Mike Sisick, the Citizen's Voice in Pennsylvania. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.